Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Power Episode number 9. Good morning, Powered Up Nation. It's Magnificent Monday, and I'm Pat Council, the Power Lady. And as always, I love sharing ways to help you release your authentic personal power. It's all about doing life with power and getting to where you want to be. With that being said, we have a great show lined up for you. We have great shows lined up for you all week long. We're going to be talking about culprits that prevent success. It's important that we know what stops us from achieving our goals. If you have been working at achieving a certain goal or several goals for several years or one month after the other, you keep kind of going back to the drawing board. We're going to give you some insight as to what may be stopping you from reaching those goals. After all, you're not here to continually not achieve. You're here to achieve, and we're going to help you get beyond that with some of this information. But before we get to that, we have our power focus word of the week. And as always, you can get more information or see kind of the extended version of our power focus word of the week on our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. On our Facebook page, we give you the full power connection to the word. With that being said, the power focus word for this week is masterpiece. Remember, all month long, we are celebrating you. And of course, you are a masterpiece built by design to win. And if you're not winning, well, maybe it's time to unveil the masterpiece that is authentically you. Now, there's more to the power connection that I've mentioned here. So if you want to read the rest of it, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Now, let's talk a little bit about our first culprit that could be preventing your success. The first culprit that I want to talk about on this Magnificent Monday is disbelief. Now, this is Magnificent Monday, where you jumpstart your week and where you put your focus on your goals and where you are super excited about achieving whatever goals you set for this week that will help you achieve your overall goal for the month and, of course, help you reach your overall goal for the balance of 2015. If you're behind the mark, then learning about these culprits, it will definitely help you. So we're going to start by talking about disbelief. Now, disbelief is actually a form of negative thinking. And we don't really think about it in that manner, but it really is a form of negative thinking. It causes an individual to talk themselves out of their own success. I mean, think about it for a minute. Have you ever gotten an idea and that connects to the goal that you set? And it's just the perfect idea that will help move that goal along to help you cross the finish line. And you pull back on it, or you doubt it, or you have to talk to 5 or 6 people to ask them what they think about it. First of all, I want to point out something here. The idea came to your mind, and there are times when you do want to seek wise counsel. You'll find that in Proverbs in the Bible. Of course, there are times when you just want to pull the trigger, take action. You want to just go for it. You want to have that confidence that this idea will work. Because what is the worst that could happen? That's a question that I always ask myself when I have, if I have a little bit of doubt about an idea that popped in my head, as I am working on a specific goal, one of the questions that I ask myself is, what is the worst that could happen? If I can live with the answer as to what the outcome will be, then I'm going to move forward. And if I can't, then I'll know, wait a minute, this is not the best action, course of action for me to take. But I don't need to go and ask 5 or 6 people what they think about me achieving success in my own right. Because a lot of times you're going to get like 5 or 6 different opinions, right? So the thing is that when we operate in disbelief, it can cause you to talk yourself out of your own success. And of course, if you bounce an idea off of several different people, then they just add more fuel to that lack of confidence or your disbelief that this won't work. And so you actually kind of get the amen corner helping you to talk yourself out of success. Not only that, you know, disbelief causes you to downplay your authentic personal power. Being authentic and understanding the power that you have as a human being, that is really crucial to you moving forward to your own success. It causes you to doubt your ability to produce or achieve the things that you desire. And let's think about this for a minute. I mean, you have thoughts in your mind about things that you want to bring into your life, things that you constantly wish for. We'll talk about that in a minute. Things that you've been wanting for a long time. Or for example, let's say if you're in direct sales, or you are in sales, you're in real estate sales, or you own your own business and you constantly are looking for ways to increase your business. Or you go to one of your great conferences and you see the top producer across the stage with the big trophy, and you're sitting there looking, hoping, and wishing that it could be you. Well, when we operate in disbelief, it causes you to doubt your ability to even excel to that level. You know, when someone operates in disbelief, they make poor choices. They make choices that are counterproductive to their own success. And I often say this on the show, no matter how you slice it, if you're here on this earth, I can assure you, you're built by design to win. You have what you need to succeed. You have it in you. You just have to know what you have in you, and you have to know how to use it. Because once you know how to use it, what you have and how to use it, you'll be unstoppable. And so the thing about it is, when you operate in that disbelief, you do make choices that are counterproductive to your success. See, the thing about disbelief is that disbelief has a tendency to put people into wishing mode. As I gave the example a few moments ago, that there are people who watch the big winner cross the stage at these conferences. I used to be one of those people. I would sit in the audience and go, wow, she's awesome. Or boy, is he great. I wish I could do that. And I got tired of wishing. I got tired of being in wishing mode. And so the thing about it is, when you're in wishing mode, you're actually in disbelief. Now, have you ever wished for something? In other words, I wish I had more money. I wish I could get promoted. I wish I could be a top producer in my business or in sales. Wishing means you want it. But what it also means is that you don't really believe that you can have it. It means that you don't really believe that you have what it takes to get to where it is you want to be. It's an indication that you think that what you want, that is actually not within your reach. And as a result, you really allow disbelief to talk you out of a most amazing destiny. So if you've been working at achieving some goal month after month, or year after year, while there are some other culprits out there that may be getting in the way of your success, disbelief or doubt may be one of the biggest culprits of all. You know, if you have what I call consistent false starts, I call it a false start, where you're gung-ho about a goal, you're about to make it happen, you're all set to go, and then when you get started, there's that voice in your head that starts to tell you, who do you think you are? Why are you going for this goal? You know, this is unbelievable. Why would you even set a goal this big? So there's something that starts to talk you out of your own success. So false starts means that you have not made up your mind about your own success, because you have this voice that's actually talking you out of something that you really and truly want. We don't like to hear this, but the truth is, nothing and no one can stop you from achieving your dreams. I mean, we don't, because it's always easier to blame someone else. It's always easier to say, I didn't achieve this goal because of XYZ, because I got pregnant when I was young, I had 5 kids before I was a certain age, or I got married too young, or just this job, I can't seem to get away from the job. Whatever you can come up with, it's easier to blame someone else, because that's our way out. That's our way of really downplaying who we are and giving ourselves an excuse for operating in doubt and operating in that energy of disbelief. It feels better when you can blame someone else, right? But the truth of the matter is, nothing can stop you. Absolutely no one can stop you from achieving your dreams. Motivational speaker Les Brown says, there is nothing as powerful as a made-up mind. And that is oh so true. You know, I think about some of the things that I decided to do, especially after the economic downturn, and I had to recover in more ways than one, and especially financially. And I made up my mind that I was going to win. I made up my mind as to how my life was going to play out at that point. And was I sure if it was going to follow that road and be that simple? No, I wasn't sure, but I was determined to stay focused on a particular outcome. And I have to say, I'm not disappointed. And there were times, and I'll be honest with you, there were times when I actually operated in disbelief. And that's why we're talking about this today. And I can talk about this so fluidly because I went through that myself. There was a time when I didn't believe. And I had achieved a high level of success prior to the economic downturn. But I still, because of what I went through, I guess I was a little shell-shocked. And the thing is that I was telling myself all the things that I was no longer capable of and all the reasons why I couldn't succeed and all the reasons why I shouldn't take action on all these great ideas that I had. So the thing about that is at some point I had to cut those voices off that were talking me out of my destiny, talking me out of success, and causing me to downplay my authentic personal power. So now the question is, what do you really want to be, do, and have manifested into your life? What do you want to come into your life? What is it you have been working on? What is it you have been wishing for? What is it? I would say, I'm asking you, I'm not asking you what you believe you can be, do, and have. I'm asking you, what do you want? Now, without questioning it, without wondering if you can really have it. I mean, if someone says, listen, if you tell me what you want to be, do, and have right now, I'll snap my fingers because I'm a genie and it will all appear instantly without you having to exert any effort. What would come to your mind? What would you ask for? I would say to you, write it down in your journal. Whatever answers are popping into your head as you're listening to my voice, write it in your journal or download the free Power Up Journal sheets that have been provided for you. Now, notice that when you download the sheets, you'll notice that there's some space there for you. So don't hold back on writing down what you want to be, do, and have for your life. Don't hold back anymore. And if you're using your own personal journal, same thing. Use some space. I mean, let it flow. Don't hold back. By the way, not holding back on acknowledging your wants and needs, that's one of the keys to conquering disbelief. And speaking of which, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to share more ways to conquer disbelief or doubt. And not only that, I'm going to share some information about the special series that I talked about on Friday. I'm going to share more information about the special series that we have coming up. And I promise you guys, you do not want to miss this announcement. It's going to be phenomenal. And so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back in just a moment. You are your own masterpiece. This is Pat Council, and I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today. By the way, because you are a masterpiece, are you starting a business and you want to carve out your niche on the internet? Well, you can get started for less than $9 or just purchase your domain name for 99 cents. For more information, visit blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog or designingyourlifetoday.com/mention on podcast to get your discounts today. Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. Once again, this is your host, Pat Council, and we are talking to you about culprits that prevent success. And today we're starting Magnificent Monday off by talking about disbelief. We're talking about doubt. And so I am going to give you some tips on how to conquer disbelief, or how to get rid of that doubt, how to just crush it and get rid of it. But before I jump into that, I just want to remind you guys that many of the sponsors on our show, they provide the funds for Designing Your Life Today to be out here just for you on the internet. So take the time to click on some of our sponsor links. If you have a need for their services, by all means, make a purchase through them or send the referrals to them. We have other coupons and other sponsorship deals that we offer you. And if you are looking to use those particular products, we ask that you get them through us or go through that link that we provide for you on our website, designeryourlifetoday.com, and or on our podcast site, which is blog.designeryourlifetoday.com/blog. So please make those purchases, because that's what funds this show. That's what allows us to bring you this information that helps you to do life with power. All right, let's talk some more about how do we conquer disbelief. Now, before we went to our break, I started out by telling you that not holding back on acknowledging your wants and needs is one of the keys to conquering disbelief. Well, another way to conquer disbelief is to take control of your thoughts. You know, I am a fan of the Bible. I like a lot of the scriptures, and there are scriptures that if you follow them, or just for this, even just for the sake of wisdom, they're going to guide you down a path that will take you to success. And so when we talk about taking control of your thoughts, you know, there's a scripture that corresponds with that. And it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, Christ is a consciousness, and we'll talk about that on another show. But you want to take control of your thoughts, cast down those imaginations, anything that comes into your head that's talking you out of being your very best, cast it down, replace it with a power thought, something else that's going to take you closer to your goal or put you back on track. So take control of your thoughts. Another one is resist a passive or apathetic attitude. Listen, be determined to keep doing what it takes to achieve your desires. When you do that, then you're not going to have a passive attitude. You're going to step up to the plate, and you're going to make some amazing things happen. And if you get off track, just remind yourself, listen, I'm not going to have a passive attitude. I'm not going to have an apathetic attitude. Apathetic is more along the lines of, well, it probably wasn't going to work out for me anyway, or, well, I didn't really want it anyway. No, if you thought it, you really wanted it. And so go for it. So take control of your thoughts, resist a passive or apathetic attitude. And of course, the first one that I mentioned before we went to break is not holding back on acknowledging your wants and needs. Another one would be use self-talk to boost your confidence, your self-esteem, and your attitude. Listen, we have an attitude of some kind, one way or the other. This is Magnificent Monday. There are people who are waking up on today, and they decided that this was not going to be a good day for them. They woke up with a negative attitude. Why? Because they don't like their jobs. They don't like getting out of bed early, or whatever the situation is. But listen, you want to really use your self-talk to turn all of that around. No matter what your goals and desires are, talk yourself into it. If you can talk yourself out of something, then you can talk yourself into it. So talk yourself into your success, not out of your success. So use self-talk. If you have a challenge with that, last week I mentioned a book, and I provided a link for you to that you could click on that would give you information that would help you with your self-talk. It's a book that I use, and it's called What to Say to Yourself. And so you can go right to blog.designeryourlifetoday.com/blog and go to episodes 5, 6, and I believe 7, and you can actually see the link, and it says the book that I use. And so this is a book that I use that really changed how I talk to myself. And so you really want to work on your self-talk. So use self-talk to boost your confidence, your self-esteem, and to shift your attitude. And so here's another one. Build your faith by reading and listening to faith building information. Now, I listen to faith building scriptures, and to me, that's kind of the way, okay? Because there's nothing more powerful in my mind. There's nothing more powerful than faith building scriptures. Now, two of my favorites are one is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Anytime I feel weak, anytime I feel a little negativity coming on, because I think, you know, I'm human just like the rest of the class, but I believe wholeheartedly in success. I believe wholeheartedly in winning. I believe that if I set my mind to something and I really want to make it happen and I do the work, it's going to happen. However, through the journey and through the process of making all of that happen, sometimes, yeah, I falter and I start to try and talk myself out of it. What in the world was I thinking? Why am I doing this? Oh, really? I'm shutting down for today. But then I call on my favorite scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and then I get back in the game. Here's my other one. And you guys can see this one. It's on our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. In the video, the introductory video that I have there introducing you to our show, it's the scripture that pops up almost as soon as that video starts. And it is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, that's powerful. And see, that inspires me and it empowers me and it reminds me how amazingly I am made, that I am in fact the masterpiece, that I'm incredible and you're the exact same way. And so when you have these scriptures that you can read or whatever empowers you or inspires you, you choose what works for you. This is what works for me. It will empower you. So take the time to write out words of faith that inspire you. And then repeat these phrases in the morning and often throughout the day. Anytime you feel like you're going into disbelief mode, hey, go back to your words of faith that inspire you. Now, there are other steps that you can take that will help you crush disbelief like the annoying bug that it is. And it really is an annoying bug, you guys. And there are things that you can do. And so another powerful way is to get clarity on what an amazing masterpiece you are. And having said that, that brings me to the announcement about an upcoming special series. Starting November 18th, I will be launching a 5-part series called You Are a Powerful Masterpiece. Now, in this series, you're going to learn to use what you have to achieve success. And 2016, if you've been listening to Designing Your Life Today beyond a year, then you know that each year we designate the year as a year to do something. One year was, this year was the year to do life with power. And so that's, even though that's our slogan, it was all about powering up and living a no excuses life. Well, 2016, that's going to be our year of intentional living. And that's what this series is all about. This series will help you lay a solid foundation for achieving on a higher level in 2016. So you want to get started now. Remember, November, this is the month that we're celebrating you. And I thought, what better way to do that than to, in addition to all the great information we're bringing you, than to add a special series just for you. And to actually get you, show you without a doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are a powerful masterpiece. Now, this is going to be an interactive series. There are going to be fun things for you to do, and you're going to love it because as this unfolds, you're going to start to see that you are, in fact, a masterpiece, how amazing you are, how powerful you are, how authentic you are, how different, that there's no one else like you. And you're going to be inspired to think on a level that will bring you what you know that you deserve to have. So we're going to help you lay a solid foundation for achieving on a higher level. This series is going to give you more clarity on how to produce the income that you want. And so we're going to start you out with a focus on a very specific amount for you. Now, we're not going to create that amount You're going to create your own amount, and we're going to give you the tools and the information that will help you get there. And finally, you're going to get a better understanding of your authentic personal power so that you can take control of your confidence. So anytime something or someone comes against you and it pokes holes in your self-esteem, or it attacks you, or on some level you start to get discouraged, we're going to show you how to use your authentic personal power to get back on track and to stay on track so that you can be in tune with your greater destiny. Listen, you are a masterpiece. You're a powerful masterpiece. And we're going to use this series to prove it to you. To the good part about it, this series is absolutely free. So all you have to do is stay tuned for the days when the series will be aired on our podcast here, and find out how to get the interactive videos. And that's the part you really want to pay attention to, because the videos will only be available during the series. After the series is over, and the series, I believe, is going to end December 16th, after that series is over, those videos will no longer be available to you. Everything that we're going to be bringing to you as it relates to the information, it's going to be free. So we're going to give you information on how to be a powerful masterpiece and how to lay that foundation. We're going to bring that to you absolutely free. And the videos are going to be absolutely free to you. But as I said, when the series is over, we're going to delete the videos. So you don't want to miss the information as to how to get those videos coming to your mailbox or your email box. And so to be sure that you don't miss it, register to receive our Design a Lifestyle newsletter. You can do that by going to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog. Click on the podcast. And for today's show, you will see a link that will say Design a Lifestyle newsletter. Click there, register, and we'll have your information. Or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and it's right there on our homepage. You'll see the link. Click that link and get registered to receive the Design a Lifestyle newsletter, because we're going to tell you exactly how you can get that information or how to get those free videos. But in addition to that, if you miss that, all you have to do is stay tuned for our podcast and listen to our podcast daily, because over the next few days, we're going to give you more information about the You Are a Powerful Masterpiece series. It's a 5-part series. It's amazing. You don't want to miss it. We're setting the tone for intentional living in 2016. We're going to finish this year out with that series. And throughout the year, it's funny, I kept saying we were going to have a guest on our show or a certain guest, but I pushed our guests back. But I promise you, in 2016, we're going to have some amazing guests that are coming up. They're already lined up for January and February, and they're going to come on to the show, and they're going to help you stay on track with your intentional living. It's time to manifest the things that you want. You don't want to sell yourself short. You don't want to settle in life, because you don't have to settle in life. You can have every single thing that you want. Also, if you haven't done so, you want to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Click that like button, because we're also going to provide information about You Are a Powerful Masterpiece Success series. We're also going to put that information on that Facebook page, and you're going to learn a lot about that. Facebook.com/pat.council. It's going to be on there too. Twitter, LinkedIn, which is also under my name, Pat Council, and you'll see it on Pinterest, and you're going to see it. It's just going to be everywhere. So you want to get connected with us on Designing Your Life Today. So look for either Designing Your Life Today and or my name, Pat Council, and get connected with us, because you don't want to miss this series. The videos will go away. I know sometimes you hear people say that and then they make it available. I'll say it to you like this. We are going to keep those videos, and we will make them available again. The difference is they will not be made available for free. You get the opportunity to listen to these videos, watch these videos free, at least the first 5 parts of it, and you get the opportunity to take action, interactive action. Now, the first 5 parts, that's enough for you to lay your foundation, to be inspired, to get your confidence intact and your self-esteem intact, and to be ready for intentional living in 2016. So you do not want to miss this. You don't wait for the year to come in to make a New Year's resolution and to plan your life. You plan your life way in advance, you guys. And then when 2016 hits, you're up and running because it's already set. I promise you, that's a powerful position. It's a much more powerful position than sitting around and the night before being inspired on December 31st and decided, okay, I'm going to write out how I'm going to change my life. Change your life today. There's power in the present moment. So don't wait another minute. Go get registered for our newsletter. Continue to listen to our show over the next few days. And not only are you going to find out the other culprits that prevent success, you're going to find out how you can get those videos from us absolutely free. You are a powerful masterpiece. This is a great success series. This is the first time I'm actually offering a series of videos like that free that really have an extremely high value. These videos are the whole series is worth almost $1,000, and you guys can get it absolutely free. So you do not want to miss any of this. So with that being said, connect with us on Facebook, get signed up for our newsletter, and listen, remember when you go to our website, if you see a lot of our affiliate links, yes, we are getting paid off of those. I like to put my disclaimers out there. We do make money when you click on our links, and we do make money if you purchase something, but I don't want you to purchase just because of that. I want you to purchase because you absolutely need the product. If it's a product that you need, we're just asking that you go through our website to get it. Doesn't cost you anything extra. As a matter of fact, when you go through our website, you'll see that we've made arrangements to give you even bigger discounts. So it actually costs you less when you go through our website. It's just that we, the sponsors, give us money to continue this podcast. So with that being said, you guys, hey, tune in tomorrow for Tone It Up Tuesday. We have some more amazing information, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these culprits throughout the week. But you do not want to miss Tone It Up Tuesday, because that information is going to be powerful. This is the month that we're celebrating you. The best way to celebrate you is to bring out your very best, is to know how powerful you are, to be able to see yourself, the masterpiece, the powerful masterpiece that you are, with clarity, and then be empowered and inspired by that. Because when you do that, guess what? You can make a valuable contribution to society. And when you make that valuable contribution, you're going to feel even more valuable than you feel right now. With that being said, you guys have an amazing Monday, a magnificent Monday, and remember to do life with power.